Well, he just came from an opening fireside chat on the future of electricity, technology transforming the grid at the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council's annual meeting at Michigan State University, and we'll learn some of what he had to say. He is Trevor Lauer, President and Chief Operating Officer for DTE Electric, an electric utility serving 2.2 million customers, primarily in Southeast Michigan. It's also a subsidiary of DTE Energy. Trevor, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here today.
People might get DTE Energy and DTE Electric a little bit confused. Tell us about the work and the mission of DTE Electric.
Yeah, the electric company is part of DTE Energy overall. As you said, we have 2.2 million customers in Southeast Michigan. We own generation, so we're the generation provider for those customers. Everything from a nuclear power plant to one of the largest wind the largest wind developer inside of the state. We have a pretty diverse portfolio of generation assets. And then we own all the distribution assets. So we're actually, when we talk about the grid, we're the distribution entity that distributes power to the grid, to all industrial, commercial, and business customers.
Well, perfect segue to the grid. On this program, we toss the word around the grid, the importance of the grid. You talked about the grid being the backbone of what you do. What in the world is the grid?
Yeah, well, I'd like to think about the grid as what everybody's connected to. And we only have to go back to March 8th when the state of Michigan was pummeled with hurricane-force winds and 1.2 million customers lost power. We saw everything in our economy and those customers that lost power pretty much come to a stop. So the grid facilitates the flow of electricity from the generation resource into the distribution grid, and it gets it to all the customers. So I like to call it one of the real engines of progress, right? The grid is it's a technological innovation that we still marvel at, but it's also something that we need to continue to put focus into and to renew to make sure that it meets all the needs of our customers going forward.
You mentioned in your fireside chat that most of the grid in the United States was built in the 50s and the 60s. There needs to be better communication from state to state, but there also needs to be major infrastructure improvement. Are you encouraged that Michigan can move in that direction? And what is it exactly that Michigan needs to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've been at this for a couple years working with the Michigan Public Service Commission on improving and strengthening the grid. So the first way I'd refer to it is hardening the electric grid. So what we saw were 65, 70 mile an hour winds come through the state of Michigan. We have to have an electric grid that can withstand the types of wind and different seasonal pressures that you're going to get put on the electric grid. That involves replacing electric poles. So we mentioned, you know, we have 1.2 million poles on our system. Right now we replace about 6,000 of those a year. We need to make sure that we're replacing those at the intervals that make sense. We have substations. We have switches. We have breakers. The electrical grid, I hate to make it sound simple, but it's a lot like the electric grid inside of your home, right? It's made up of a bunch of switches, a bunch of breakers, much bigger than what you would normally think of in your home. It requires the appropriate maintenance, both preventative maintenance and corrective maintenance, and it also involves the amount of investment to refresh that infrastructure. So as new equipment becomes available, better technology becomes available, we have to be able to implement that on our electric grid. But we have to do it all with an eye towards affordability for our customers. So one of the things that we heard the chairwoman of the Public Service Commission talk about and Liesl Clark from the EBIC talk about was there's very little load growth in the United States for electric utilities. So when we invest a lot of capital into improving the electric grid, we pressure customers' electric rates. So we have to do this in a way that works for our customers, affordability. We have to do it in a way that works for our customers in terms of reliability. And we also have to do it in a way that's politically acceptable to our Public Service Commission.
Well, you mentioned affordability, reliability. We haven't talked yet about renewable energy, but we will, or energy from renewable sources. But the new legislation in Michigan that was passed in December promises to do a lot of things. I mean, the public relations that came out of that was pretty impressive. And there was a lot of agreement that these bills were a good thing. From the utility company's perspective, this legislation, what's it going to mean to your customers?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd want to say is we'd thank the legislature and the governor for really pushing. You know, you haven't had a lot of bipartisan legislation get done inside of the state of Michigan recently. So we're really glad that this was an important piece of legislation to move forward. So first, I just say thank you for getting it done. Well, it does a couple things. So it continues the path on renewable energy. So it increases the renewable portfolio standard by another 5%. So you'll see more renewables built inside of the state of Michigan to continue our path towards a cleaner energy future and reducing our carbon footprint. It also continues the energy efficiency programs. We've had great success as utilities, not only reducing energy usage with our customers, but also doing innovative things with our customers and helping to strengthen the bond between the utilities and the customers. So energy efficiency is another great thing that came out of this. Then they ask a whole series of other things the utilities and the commission should work on together. And they were talking about some of those in there today. Performance-based rates, electrification. There's a series of other things that were included in the energy legislation that helps us continue to lead the path on where is energy going and how do we do this in a collaborative way that not only is the Michigan Public Service Commission and the utilities, but it's the other stakeholders that are interested in where we're going. So I think the legislation looked at a lot of different things. Ultimately, I believe it's going to really help our customers and the utilities in the state find that path forward for our energy future.
Yeah, and we're talking about Michigan's energy future with Trevor Lauer, the president and chief operating officer for DTE Electric. Trevor, there's a lot of talk in Washington about stepping away from renewable portfolio standards. You just mentioned that ours was increased in the legislation to 15%. A lot of states have similar standards or higher. What impact will federal energy policy have, assuming it might go in the direction we think it is, on the state of Michigan?
So federal energy policy will always have an impact on states and the utilities that operate within those states. But I think it's important to note that utility investments are usually made for a period of 40 to 60 years. So not only do we have to be successful with the administration that preceded this one, we have to be successful with this administration and an eye towards the administration that comes after this. And each administration is going to have different viewpoints on environmental policies. With regards to DTE Energy, specifically in the state of Michigan, our path has been pretty clear for years now. We have a series of very old coal-fired power plant assets that need to be retired. These assets need to be retired, most importantly, because of the age associated with these assets. And as we look to replace these assets, I'll use the same discussion we used before. We have to look at affordability for our customers. What's the best way for us to provide affordable generation for our customers and do it in a way that continues to reduce our carbon footprint and meet the environmental goals that the state and our customers, frankly, have for us? So today, you look at natural gas generation with the shale plays that have happened and the shale revolution in gas. Gas is a very low-cost commodity, and the efficiency of the new natural gas plants is very high. So natural gas clearly is an area where we need to go. And then renewable generation is also something we found huge success inside of the state of Michigan, developing both wind generation, and we have the largest solar array going in east of the Mississippi right now. So we see ourselves continuing down this path of adding more and more renewables into our mix also. So it has an effect, but I think it's somewhat of a muted effect because utility by utility, state by state, really has to determine the right path forward. That'll somewhat differ based on the age of the assets that they're dealing with.
And one thing we are hearing out of Washington, this may be more of a state-by-state phenomenon, and maybe the federal government needs to step away from the mandates.
Yes, yes. States have to control their energy future. There is an important role for the federal government. There's an important role for regional organizations. But ultimately, as a state, and particularly a peninsula state like Michigan is, we have to be in charge of our energy future, and we have to work collaboratively towards that.
What should folks know about Michigan's energy future?
What I would say about Michigan's energy future is you've got a lot of players in that pull of deciding Michigan's energy future, working very closely together. And it's where we should be. So I think we have a collaborative relationship, not only at the legislature level, but at the utility level, at the supplier level, at the innovation level with the Michigan Public Service Commission. And that's the first thing that I think everybody should understand. To get to the right spot, people have to talk openly and they have to be collaborative with where they're going. Secondly, we have the benefit of not being a first mover. So as Michigan starts to look at some of these innovations. Other states have pushed forward 3, 4, 10 years ahead of us. Well, it gives us the opportunity to avoid the mistakes they made and also bring on the best practices that we've seen them take. And one of the great things about the utility industry is we're able to reach out to our peers elsewhere in the country and understand what those best practices are. So our goal as a utility is to bring the best practices to our customers in a very affordable way that provides reliable, low-cost energy to our customers.
Well, a great continuation of the Fireside Chat at the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council's annual meeting. I've been talking with Trevor Lauer. He is the president and chief operating officer for DTE Electric. Trevor, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.